Thank you. You want to hear my testimony? Okay, I'm 41 years old. The Lord Jesus Christ delivered me from crack cocaine after doing it for 20 years. Just for the record, everything except rape and murder I have on my record. So to answer your question, yes, I have. But God delivered me ever since 2005. I've been going that way for Christ. And I just want to say this for the record. My slogan is Jesus is the rock and not crack cocaine. The lady that will come, she came in the church from nowhere. As time went on, I noticed frequently she would come to the church. At times, it seemed like she would go in and out mentally. But, you know, I love people. I took her to my father's church. I told her I wanted her to meet the mother church. And she came down there. And after the Bible class was over with, I took her to my father and said, Dad, this is the young lady here. She's been coming to the church. She's been blessing us financially. She's been blessing us with her presence. She's been blessing us different ideas to the church. I thought that was beautiful. That was the only time I touched her. That night, she wanted to go to B-Dubs. Like, you know, sort of like begging me to go out to eat with her. I don't want to say, excuse me, just for the record, sweetie, there's nothing on your body that I want. And all due respect, okay, ma'am. And as time went on, I said, okay, let's just go. She wanted to take me to B-Dubs. We went to B-Dubs. We sat there for 40 minutes. We did go to B-Dubs, man. I'm telling you that we did. That's why I said she go in and out sometimes, mentally. She brought me back home. Called me about 20, 30 minutes later. She said, can you look in your car? I was standing there. I think I lost $100. I said, yes, ma'am, I will. Just hang on a second. I began to look in the car. I began to look around my yard. And I told her on the phone that, sweetie, I don't see it. And if I find it, I will give you back your money. So we hung up. 20 minutes later, she called me back and she said, I'm gonna be straight up with you. I lost $2,000. I said, wow. And I said, sweet, I don't have your money. And it's definitely on the car. I couldn't find $100. So as time went on, she started to slander my name. Like as days went on, I said, ma'am, how was you lost $100, then you lose $2,000. And I kept looking for the money. I said, are you serious? You lost $2,000? She said, I'm serious. Then her and another lady came over to my house. They wanted to search the car, they wanted to search the yard and everything. I said, are you serious? And it was dead serious. The way she acted, she seemed like she lost $2,000. So what happened was, man, I told them, come on in. But as time went on, she started to slander my name, and different pastors would be like, she would go to different churches, tell different pastors, that pastor did, took my money. And I would say, why would you do that? So I went to my father, I said, Dad, you know, what should I do? He said, what you do is have the love of Christ. Let the churches come together. And being that she really lost $2,000, let's try to raise money to help her get some money back. I said, that sounds like a good idea. I called her 4 to 5 different times. I told her, you have to be present. I said, there's nothing on your body that I want. I want to let the church know that the lady that will come and visit us and that will bless us financially lost a lot of money. And what we want to do is bless her and help her get her money back. And she never came to the church. Not at all, ma'am. I believe she lost some money. I do believe that. Because she started going crazy. I mean, she really just started slandering my name. It was just so crazy.
Because she goes in and out. I'm telling you, she had a mental problem. I wouldn't say she had a problem. She didn't have one. She had a mental problem. She had something she can't help. The doctors can't do it. Maybe God can do it.
And I just want to say this for the record. In my community, where my church is, it's nothing but crackheads, thieves. I take them guys. I mentor them. I tell them, man, it's a better life. I did 5 years in prison. After that, I did another year. I did another year. I did another year. I'm done. It's over with. And since 2005, I've been enjoying Bible class, man.